Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian, thanks so much for the time. It's Grant and Danny back on the show here on 106.7 The Fan. And Alan May is in studio with us today. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Much appreciated. So much for that two-year window, huh? Two-year window came and went. And we got people yelling at you to blow it up. No Justin Williams. No Marcus Johansson.
No Alsner.
No Kevin Shattenkirk. So much for not making the playoffs or winning the division, eh?
Man, oh, man.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know the – I mean, I get held accountable for that two-year window statement, but I think in – you know, I think the intent from my point was two-year window with that group of guys. I knew at, you know, at some point those contracts, how they lined up, that we're going to have to make changes and go with younger guys, and I don't think it was ever my intention that we were not going to be competitive going forward. In fact, I – you know, disagreed with maybe some of the outside evaluations, and that I thought we were going to be better this year than was predicted.
When did you have an idea that this was possible, Brian? I mean, a lot of guys will say, "Oh, I knew as soon as I put the roster together, we were heading this general direction," or "as soon as you made the trade." But when did you have a feeling about this group that this may be the one that breaks through that wall and beats Pittsburgh and gets to a conference final and overcomes adversity once again and beats Tampa Bay and has a chance at the biggest prize? When did you have an idea about this team?
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had that idea. I think, you know, throughout the year we had a lot of ups and downs emotionally, and, you know, maybe a little inconsistency with our defensive play. You know, maybe the first sense of it is in the first round when we're down 2-0 and we managed to claw it back from Columbus. I think that was probably the first indication that we were going to be good at it. But still then, you don't trust it until we keep doing it, you know, until we find those moments that certain guys or certain plays happen in our direction and we benefit from them.
And, Brian, you've had experience yourself winning a Stanley Cup back in 1989 with the Calgary Flames and had an incredible roster there. And you came in late in that season. What was the point in that playoffs where you guys really started to gain confidence? And then the second part of that is, have you seen some of that in this team as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, I remember the Vancouver series. We were the number one seed. We had won the President's Trophy, and Vancouver barely got into the playoffs. We had them first round, and it went to seven games. And, you know, there was a lot of pressure. There was, you know, it shouldn't have gone to seven games. I mean, we kept hearing about it every day, and I think, you know, it started to wear on the team. And then we came out, and I think Stan Schmeal had a breakaway, and Vernon made a big save. Play went down the other way, and a puck went off Poplinski's skate and into the net, and we ended up going on. And from that point on, you know, we played better. We played with, you know, a little more freedom, and it went smooth after that point. And I think it's kind of like that Columbus point where Lars gets that goal. And, you know, from that point on, I think we've reacted well to everything that's come our way.
Brian McClellan, general manager of the Capitals, put together the Eastern Conference champions on the hotline with us here on Grant and Danny. Look, I could talk to you about Kuznetsov, Ovechkin, and Backstrom, but it doesn't take a genius to field that part of the roster. I want to give you credit for the back end of this roster, your Christian Jews of the world, who have been great in these playoffs. The fact that Alex Chiasson and Devontae Smith-Pelly brought in this offseason have had really important contributing games in this run. Do you take more pride in that? I mean, obviously you feel good for Ovechkin, and Kuznetsov taking flight is a cool thing. But the guys like Jacob Verana, who you've stood by, who you could have moved and didn't, does that make you fist pump a little bit more in your GM suite?
Yeah. I guess. No, I mean, this group, this team of guys have all found ways to contribute. I think it's probably one of the best teams that play as a team. You know, the structure defensively, the way we play in the neutral zone, there's less guys playing outside the system than we've ever had, and it's a team group. It's fun to see these guys. I mean, you could put Jason in. Smith Pelly's played well. You know, Stevenson's played really well for me, and Barry's been able to use him all over the lineup. You know, Tom Wilson has been outstanding. I think we've had a lot of guys step up and contribute when they can.
Brian, who's the guy kind of along those lines that's impressed you the most this postseason? I mean, obviously the record-setting point totals here of Kuznetsov and Ovechkin has been incredible, Braden Holtby with a couple shutouts here, but a guy that maybe you said, I hope this works out, and then the reaction has been, wow, that was awesome. Who's the guy that you can kind of circle?
Yeah, I think Tom Wilson's been a major contributor to what we have going on. You know, the physical play, he wins battles. He doesn't let us sit back. He's pressuring pucks. You know, he creates room for Kuzi. He makes Kuzi feel comfortable physically. I think he's brought a lot of good energy. You know, a lot of the right attitude that you need in the playoffs, a little harder style, a little straight north style. I think he's really set the tone for our team in that capacity.
And Brian, I've got one for you too. Now, you look in the past, you've had players not being able to contribute offensively in the playoffs, and now you've had 13 of your 16 forwards score a goal in these playoffs. You've had contributions from every one of your defensemen, basically. How gratifying is that to see this team come together and have the other guys step up and score goals along with your superstars?
Yeah, I think it's huge. And I think, you know, part of it is it takes pressure off the big guys. You know, Ovi doesn't feel like, I mean, you look at game six, Ovi had an outstanding game, but he didn't have to score for us to win. When you're getting contributions from everybody, I think it frees up your skill players to just play and not put pressure on themselves to score goals. And I also think it becomes a more difficult matchup for the opposing team. You know, I think Tampa, when our bottom six is scoring or when guys that don't normally score, I think it changes the dynamic of the whole game and how they match players.
Brian McClellan is with us. He's got a Stanley Cup to watch from the suite level of Vegas's T-Mobile Arena and here at Capital One Arena. Before we let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, Barry Trotz's future, no contract beyond this year. I guess this is suddenly a pretty good problem to have with you guys headed to the Cup. How's this going to resolve itself?
Yeah, I think we'll work it out at the end of the year. I mean, we've always, you know, we weren't sure how this year was going to turn out. And from the beginning, we've said, you know, we'll address all the business parts, the free agents and the coaching situation at the end of the year. You know, I think we determined that we needed a full year to decide which way we want to go in the organization. I mean, Barry's had a good year, and I congratulate him for it.
So would you say the same then about John Carlson, or do you feel like with players you've been evaluating game by game for years, you kind of know what you want to do one way or the other? It just depends on if the money's right for you guys.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, John's had a great year. But again, we'll address it when we get through the finals here. You know, we'll sit down with John and his representatives and then go from there.
Brian, I can only assume you've sent some inflammatory texts in the general direction of George McPhee. I assume the S-talking has begun. Has it happened yet?
Yeah, just a little bit. As long as he's far away. You know, if I get too close to him, I'm not going to do it.
Now, you're a bigger guy. I don't know. What do you think, Alan? You know a thing or two about fights.
Well, you know what? Back when I was playing, I actually played against Brian. We're about the same age. And I was with the Edmonton Oilers at the time. And we went into Minnesota, and it was a New Year's Eve game. And there was a tough guy on their team named Basil McRae, who was a guy that got in a lot of fights, a very physical customer, an excellent longtime NHL player. And then Big Mac was over there, and he's a lot bigger than Basil. And going into the game, players come over to me. Kevin Lowe is one of the guys, and he comes over. He's the captain of the Oilers at the time. And he goes, hey, Alan, he goes, we want you to cut out everything tonight. None of your S-talking after the whistle, none of your stick swinging.
Don't do any of it.
And stay away from this guy over there, McClellan, because if you do that to him, you're going to wake him up. He's going to be upset. He's going to be so pissed off. He's going to beat you up. Then he's going to beat up the rest of us. I went out and actually got a slashing penalty on him. I get thrown in the penalty, but I didn't realize that's him. I thought it was Basil McRae, and I wanted to fight Basil McRae and, you know, get involved in the game. And after the period, they're going, "You stupid SOB!" That was it. Like, I thought it was him. The number looked the same. They're both big black-haired guys with mullets, and I thought that was the guy. I hardly got a shift the rest of the game because the coach didn't want anyone to get killed because it was New Year's Eve.
There you go. Thanks for taking it easy on Allen back then, Brian.
Yeah. I watch Allen's fights, and thank God he didn't come after me.
Awesome.
We appreciate it. Well, we are pulling for you guys. Go get yourself a championship. It's well deserved.
Congrats and good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate the support.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian McClellan, GM of the Capitals, here on Grant and Danny. Allen Mays in studio. If you're on hold, we'll get to you next. 800-636-1067. You got a question for Allen. We've got him here to answer your inquiries. Also want to get into this next. Let's talk, looking ahead for the Capitals, about the chance they should get to beat Vegas. Vegas was better all regular season long. How much of a shot do the Capitals have? We'll delve into that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.